Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Paul Davids, a veteran film producer, author, and artist, brings solid evidence of spirit communication in a spellbinding story.
In hour number two, Josie Varga returns with tales of strange visitations from heaven for Father's Day weekend.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, and that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World and give us a like while you're there. Sure appreciate that. And scroll down. The third post on the wall is the great event that Dr. Nels has got coming up. He's going to do a week of free
assessments and so forth for y'all. He's got 10 openings available.
Right.
And they're going to happen between the week of June 27th and July 1st. But you want to get into the queue and the process now if you're going to get one of those 10 spots. So
right.
You'll find the post on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. It's three posts down, looking for a little tricolored corgi in
right.
the picture. And it says, help for paralyzed pets 2016.
Correct.
Now, you don't have to have a paralyzed pet, but that's just one of the things that, that Dr. Nils has such miraculous results with. But you click on that, and that will take you to a page with all the explanation of the event and how to get to the assessment evaluation you do, or well, what's it called?
It's the Animal Assessment Questionnaire.
Animal
which
Assessment
Questionnaire.
Which is
kind of like your doorway into the whole process.
Yeah, and then so you fill that out, and that's kind of like your application to be
right.
chosen. And then Dr. Nils will take it from there. You can also, if you click through on that, there's a link to the incredible video that he's done. It's a montage of all these cases of paralyzed dogs
right.
that aren't anymore, before and afters. It's really an impressive video. So you want to take a look at that as well. I want you to remember that it's your opportunity to get to my classes if you've been thinking you want to do that for a long time. It's probably the last time this year. Well, it is the last time this year. I'll be teaching on the East Side. I'm doing my Keys to Understanding Our Animal Friends. First evening is this Wednesday at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland from 6:30 to 9. And that's communicating with animals. And then the following Wednesday is my human-to-animal transference with more tools for communication. $20 each class or $35 for both. You just can't beat that hot deal. And then our wonderful Animal World communicator, Darcy Pariso, is coming in for the next two Wednesdays after me to continue your education and helping you practice the communicating with animals and so forth. So you're not going to find a better deal. Darcy charges a lot more when she teaches other places. And so this is it. Call for to reserve a spot. Natural Pet Pantry, 425-739-4738. And then remember, the Ananda Community Open House and Summer Solstice Celebration is next Saturday, June 18th, 3 o'clock at the Ananda Community in Linwood. Go to anandawashington.org and you can find all the details. But free food all afternoon, booze and entertainment, music. Free the Summer Solstice Celebration at 5 o'clock, free vegetarian spaghetti dinner at 6 o'clock. I'll be there at the welcome booth. Jude and Paul Ponton will be there in a booth, and we just might be graced by the presence of Dr. Nils and his wife, Martha, celebrating, what,
38 years
of divine bliss and,
yes.
and marriage? How
right.
cool is that?
Yeah.
And you've decided to continue, which is very nice.
I thought, you know, 38 was this
38?
Good, you know.
Why not go for 39, huh?
Or more.
or another 39. How
yeah,
about that?
Sure.
All right. That's terrific. Okay, it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday with Dr. Nils. We'll get in current events sometime in this hour, but how about we go back to the phones and let's see, which line are we going to, one or two? We're going to line two. Carlene, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils. Hey, Carlene.
Hello.
Hello, Carlene.
So.
Hey, Carlene.
Okay, there. I got my phone up to my ear now. I had it sitting in front of me.
Okay, excellent.
Hello, Dr. Nils. I'm just so fascinated with this quantum field work that you're doing. It's just amazing. And when you did that kind of future work with a present person, I just find that so, so intriguing. And I have a question before I get to the physical help that you might be able to give me personally.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about your work. When you're working remotely, it's a slightly different setup for you in the way that you're orienting yourself physically, I would assume. When you don't have a corporeal figure right there.
It really the same, because you know, having experienced both, Carlene, and I sit here and watch him. But he also
yes.
comes to my house once a month and works on me and the animals. When I watch him here and he's like working on you or an animal, He looks just like he's working on you or animal. He's, you know, because his hand, he has his hands and he's moving them or putting the fingers. Like in an earlier caller, I said, you're working on her head, aren't you? Because I could tell by the position that his hands are in what part of the body he's working on. So you do the same. You just do it with an imaginary person or animal.
I call it doing it as if they were there.
As if they were there.
Yeah. So
if I would... Now, when you work with a person, you're asking also questions to say, now, you know, take your eyes and look to the left or look to the right. Close your eyes or look with one eye or the other eye. And then asking them to think of a number that you suggest. And these things are mysterious to me, and I'm sort of an analytical kind of brain.
Well, I don't mind telling you that, this is
I think you're asking, Carlene, why do you have them do that kind of stuff?
I have as the parameters for what we do with bioenergetic synchronization technique, we have five things that we need to do a certain way to activate all the right parts of the brain and nerve system to make the change that we're needing to make, essentially to get the blockage to get unblocked.
So time out just for a moment.
Sure.
What that means is this bioenergetic synchronization technique is in fact a technique, and you can learn to do this, and don't you, in fact, and others, you teach other people can learn to do this,
We have in the Mortar Health Alliance that teaches this. They have a class in Seattle once a year, and it comes up, I believe it's in October, mid-October this year. They teach it because it has been systematized. Now, when you get to the place where I and other elite masters, as we're called, we follow the basic format that is given to start with, but we learn things that they don't teach. And then we start incorporating those as well, because there's so many possibilities once you learn how to communicate with the what could be called the innate intelligence of the body, which is, you know, people talk about animal communication, and one of the reasons I don't do that much, I don't try to do that, is because I want to connect with the underlying intelligence that's running the show behind the scenes. And so that's the kind of thing that I'm doing, is I'm connecting with that. And so then, Carlene, to answer your question a little bit more, with the things that I need to find your eye position, what kind of breathing you're going to be doing, and, let's see, the feeling and the number and my contact points. Those are the five things.
And there's a process you go through in your own mind.
I've got a flowchart
to figure those things out.
Right.
Can I ask a question here?
Sure.
You said the feeling. Now, does that is that in regard to the word that you
That's,
place?
Yeah, the words that we use.
The negative and the positive.
Right. There's a negative feeling and there's a positive. Now, sometimes we end up going straight to the positive, and essentially it's because the positive has become a negative. In other words, it was associated with, let's just say, for example, you were feeling really creative and you were drawing this beautiful picture. But to widen our view of that, you were also 3 years old and the beautiful picture happened to be on a brand new wall of a house or apartment you were living in. And mom and dad came in and said, oh, that's terrible. And they paddled your fanny. Suddenly creative becomes a bad thing.
Right.
So that's how we end up with positives becoming negatives. So what we do is we find the proper vibration of a positive nature that's going to eliminate the connection to the negative. And that's how this works in kind of
now,
a general
Dr.
way.
Nels, I've always kind of thought when you have us like close our eyes and look one way and do the breathing and focus on the word and the feeling and the number, that a lot of it, that was just to keep the left brain busy and engaged doing something so that you could get in freely and do what needed to be done, that the brain is not messing up the detail.
Right. And it is an aspect of it that we have so many things going on that really, practically speaking, people have a hard time doing it.
Uh-huh.
And that's because, yes, it gets all that consciousness really busy. And it's also, but it's also very directed and specific because we want certain parts of the brain to be activated and certain feelings to be in place to create the change.
So it's more than just a distraction.
It's more than just a distraction. Okay. But the fact that there's so much going on and it is almost impossible for a person to do five things at once, the result is, yes, there's a distraction. And it helps. It's kind of like we can slip in under the radar and get some really powerful work done.
Yeah, well, now this brings us to another, because Kathy had put up a question here. You know, does Dr. Nels see in his mind, or is it a thought that comes in his mind? Because, you know, sometimes you're saying, well, what I'm getting is that it's this, this, or this.
Okay.
So are you getting intuitive messages and seeing things in your mind, or is this all a result of the process you're going through in your mind that is taught as to how to do this technique?
Right. Well,
if that makes sense.
Excuse me. As you see me, Martha, and I'm wiggling my hands back and forth.
Right.
That's my yes and no questioning.
Okay.
And so I can do that very, very quickly. And so I definitely am following a pattern of communication, you might say, that leads me to find those answers. But many times I will get a flash of inspiration or a picture, like we did the last one where I had Carmen cover her ear. Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there'll be things like that that, you know, are not taught as part of the technique.
So an intuition comes that you may just think or feel or see.
Right.
But
so I do
most
get,
of the time you're going through a specific process to get the information that you're
right.
You're
because
looking.
It's so fast to do it that way, to have a flow chart to follow. And then sometimes what will happen is we won't get the expected answer.
Yeah, okay.
And that's I'm always very entertained by that, because it's not something that I'm making up in my head, so to speak. It's like I'm trying to get this answer and I'm not getting it. I'm shocked and amazed that I'm not getting what I thought I was going to get. And so then I have to go looking, and that's when a little more intuitive work starts to happen. I'm still using my yes and no questioning to verify, but I'm having to cast farther afield than just the standard flow chart.
All right.
Dr. Neal?
Yes.
The final question on this topic before I ask for your help is the part of your instructions that causes me the most puzzlement is the numeral that you ask people. You ask them to put a 6 or a 7, and you change it. And how do you come up with that?
Right.
Why?
Exactly the same way I come up with everything else. That's my yes and no, my yes and no questioning. And the reason that the number that you hear all the time from me is 6 or 7.
Yeah, it's usually, I've never heard it be anything other than 6 or 7.
Right. I do get other numbers. And for a long time, several years ago, almost all I ever got was 8.
Oh.
And it changed. Huh. And I don't know, I don't know why. But what it is it's that number is partly peculiar to me. All right. So.
It might have more to do with you than it does with us.
Each practitioner has what I've observed in watching many different practitioners is they have certain numbers that they come up with a whole lot more than others. Now, I do occasionally come up with a 2 or an 8 or a 3 or a 6, always a 6. 4, I get different numbers, but 6 and 7 are like all the time. So, because that's me, that's somehow meshes with my energy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Can you help me now?
No, well, wait a minute before you get to that, Carlene, because if memory serves me correctly, I think the last time Dr. Nels was in the studio, I think you called in that day.
And we worked on your shoulder.
Yeah, didn't he work on a shoulder for you?
Yes, he did.
So how's that doing?
Well, this brings up another issue, which is I'm trying to figure out how I can take my wonderful, wonderful smartphone and access your website, Martha, to pull up the archive show of Dr. Nels when he was in, so I could listen to it again.
Oh,
so
I see.
So I could practice what he was preaching.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't, for some reason, when you talk with your webmaster and you're working on your new site, if you could think about maybe having a couple of different options for mobile phones, one for an older style, maybe, and went for all the brand-fangled new.
Yeah, I'm not technical enough to know what's possible or not.
But like, there's all kinds of different players, and some work on my phone, some don't. And I just simply, it downloads onto my phone, but then it won't play the various hours of your show. And I don't know what the deal is, but if you could just, pull that up.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find out. So anyway, was it any help to your shoulder?
It was for a little while, but then I kind of lost my track, and it's back again, and my shoulder's still really, really, really hurting. But there's the issue when you were talking, Dr. Niels, about the large issue that kind of comes running through to you,
right?
Maybe more so than a specific issue. I was just wanting you to look at my field, and I've got so many negative energies encroaching in a really powerful kind of pounding way my field, and I just want to figure out a way.
Dr. Nell's already getting something, so let's see what he's doing.
I tuned in, and I found out that what is in priority right now is an ancestral vibration, meaning inherited. It could mean past lives, whatever, but it's something that has come down to you and is activated in your life now. So I'm going to find out what we need to do with that. Give me a moment here. And it's the feeling of judgment. And not necessarily, God judging you. That's not generally what it's about. It's judgments that we as individuals place on other individuals.
Mm.
And so in your ancestral history, somebody had a very strong judgmental streak. And it caused a lot of problems in their life. And it's now kind of, you might say, infecting your life as well. So what I'm going to do is find the positive feeling to replace that with, and that will help you in a very, I don't want to say general way, in a very broad scope kind of way to cover a whole lot of bases at once. So,
yes, please.
Yeah, so let me see what the positive replacement for judgment is. All right, there may be more than one here. We're going to start with sincerity anyway. That's what's coming up first. So focus on the feeling of sincerity.
That's a good one for me.
Okay. And with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right, and you're going to control your breathing, and you'll be thinking sincerity and the number 7.
All right, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word and feeling of sincerity, and the number 7.
And this is, the pulses are interesting. They're fading in and out. It's taking a while for it to take hold, I guess you might say. Sincerity and 7.
Closed
there
eyes.
We go. There we go. It's clicking now. All right, so you can open your eyes again. And I'm going to have you just think the word ancestral, Carlene.
Okay. Ancestral.
Yes.
All right, and interestingly enough, I'm not getting anything through that doorway. It's not reactive, so let me see if there's something else around it. Yes, I'm going to have you close your left eye. So just close only your left eye, and you can hold it with a finger if you have to. And we're going to do the same thing again with just your left eye closed. Look down to the right, control your breathing, and think sincerity and the number 7.
So left eye only closed. Look down to the right. Think, other words, sincerity, the number 7, with slow, controlled breathing.
Okay, and there we go. That one came in pretty fast. So you can open both eyes. And then just to double check, Carlene, I want you to close your left eye again. Okay, I'm not getting any reaction here. So go ahead and have both eyes open. And let me see if we need to do the right eye. And we do need to do the right eye.
So close your right eye only
and
now.
And let me see if it's the same. No, there's something different I need to do here. Okay, it's only slightly different. You're going to be with your right eye closed, look down and to the right, do the controlled breathing, and focus on sincerity and the number six.
So close your right eye only, look down to the right, slow controlled breathing, and sincerity and the number six. Interesting.
All right, and there it goes. It's you can open your eye again. And
okay.
Then we're going to double check. I'll have you close your right eye once more. Okay, and it's not reactive. So let me just see if there's more around this. All right, and there's nothing more there, and I was checking to see if the information that was on that old archive show would be of benefit to you still for your arm, and I get that it is. So,
okay.
Yeah, refocusing on that will help.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Can I give you a bullseye here?
yeah, make it quick because we're over time here.
Last week, Martha, you interviewed Bima from East West Books, and he remember I called in and he mentioned the speaker, Dr. Stephen Farmer, and it was a big hit. It was a big hit for me because I'd already been tracking into his work at a previous recent research that I was doing. And I attended on Friday night, and his book that he's working with in doing workshops this weekend and healings this today, in fact, right now, is Healing Ancestral Karma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And that's exactly why
I was
there.
And you were drawn to all of that.
Isn't that stunning?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Dr. Nils is right in tune there.
A big synchronicity hit there.
Yeah, all right. Okay,
all right, well,
Carlene.
Thank you,
well, thanks for sharing, and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got to take care of advertisers and get back on schedule here. We're going to Sue and Bothell next. If you want to get in with Dr. Nels here, you got to get on the phone now. We probably should do a missing link giveaway. Kathy, are you ready for missing link? So let's go ahead and do a missing link. And how about our word of the day? How about best bioenergetic synchronization technique? Pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Let Kathy know what version of Missing Link you would like. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help.
Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
We're the black sheep of talk radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, so hopefully hold on to your phone lines, and we'll try to get all of you in, and it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Day. Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house, and I want you to check out the Nupro Supplements. That's N-U-P-R-O, NupproSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Got a new product, too, and we're going to be hearing more about that on Animal World in the future. Let's see. Let's get right back to the phone, though, Dr. Nels, so we can take care of these folks and also get current events in before we run out of time. So let's head to Bothell and our friend Sue. Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Hi. Dr. Nels, thank you for all the help you gave to Jasper.
Oh. Yeah, Jasper, you know, our kitty, the cancer, Jasper, has passed on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So are we going to help you today, Sue?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I have neck issues where the vertebrae are kind of fused together or discs are missing or something. But... And I go to a chiropractor and massage, but the problem I'm having now is I'm getting a tingling in the left side of my face.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right. So, yeah, there's, you know, if there's anything from something horribly dire to something completely easy to fix.
That could be going on.
Yeah, and obviously I'm not going to be diagnosing anything here, but what I will do is... what's usually going on is there's something that is about your general being and processing of energy that's just got, you might say it's like your wires are crossed now.
Huh.
And so we, instead of focusing too much specifically, oftentimes we need to work generally and then the specifics take care of themselves. So, and what I found just as you were talking was that I need to start with you closing your right eye. So go ahead and do that for me. Okay.
Ooh,
and it's reactive. So now what we're going to do is find what the feeling associated with that channel is. And it's the feeling of regret.
Oh.
And so then we'll find what our positive replacement for that is. All right, and I get the feeling of reliable that comes up as the first things that we want to do. So with your right eye closed, focus on the feeling of reliable. All right, and what we're going to do is with just your right eye closed, you're going to be looking up toward your forehead and to the left, and you're going to take a breath in and hold it, and think reliable and the number 6.
All right, so close your right eye only, look up to the left, hold your breath, and focus on the feeling of reliable and the number 6.
Okay, and you can breathe and open both eyes. And we got good pulses there. Now what we'll do is... we're going to retest the right eye closed. So just close your right eye again. And we're not done with that channel, so keep that eye closed. All right, I'm moving my contacts. You're going to be doing the same thing. So you're going to have your right eye closed, look up to the left, take a breath in and hold it, focusing on reliable and the number 6.
So close right eye, look up to the left, hold your breath, focus on reliable, and the number six.
And there we are. Now we're getting good pulses coming in. So you can go ahead and breathe with your eyes open again, both eyes. And then I'll have you close your right eye so we can double check on that. All right. I'm not getting any reaction here. Have both eyes open. All right, I'm going to do some physical contact points. It's kind of like when I work on the cats or dogs and do the reboot. So let's see what it is. Okay, I'm actually going to be working on your upper middle back area. And just balancing a few points there. And you don't have to do too much, but actually it often helps speed up the process if you just take a breath in and hold it. So go ahead and do that for me, Sue.
Okay, so all she has to do is hold her breath this time. So hold your breath.
And there's a lot of things that happen in the sympathetic nerve system in this thoracic area here. Now we're getting good pulses so you can breathe. All right, and it could relate to, you know, almost any of the organs in the chest cavity, you know, heart, lungs, even up in the throat, perhaps thyroid. So anyway, let's see if there's something else here. Okay, now I'm not picking up anything that's just needing my attention first. I'm going to have you focus very specifically on this tingling in your face, okay?
So think about that.
Okay, so that's not bringing up anything.
Oh, so
yeah, it's not a
what
doorway.
What you've already done kind of covered that base.
Well, then. Possibly, or it's just not the doorway to it. Okay. So there's another thing. Since we know that you lost Jasper, I'm going to have you go ahead and think about Jasper.
Oops.
And I do
there
get,
we go.
I get a reaction there.
So there's your doorway.
So
huh?
Yeah, and the clue was that feeling of regret, perhaps. So anyway.
You know, I flashed on that too
when
you got that.
Right.
Yeah.
So now what I'm going to do is find, you know, where we need to go from, you know, what's this doorway offering us here.
And
all right. And I'm coming up with the feeling, the negative feeling of hateful.
Hmm.
And so we're going to find a positive for that. And, you know, hateful could relate to, you know, how you feel about, you know, the life without Jasper, perhaps, or it could be something else. I don't know. But hateful's in there, and we're going to find a positive replacement for it. And it's harmony.
There comes that harmony again.
Harmony's big. It's really big. I find
it. Isn't
it
amazing? It seems like every show we do, there's a kind of a theme, and we get similar words.
So harmony is what I want you to focus on now, Sue, and we'll find out what to do with it.
And obviously the peace and harmony helps a lot.
Yeah. Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony. Peace and harmony.
All right. So with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking up and to the right. You'll be controlling your breathing. And you'll be thinking harmony and the number seven. And the controlled breathing is a slow breath in, hold a few seconds. And a slow breath out and hold it out a few seconds.
And repeat. So closed eyes, looking up to the left.
Was it the left?
No, up to the right.
Right, yeah.
Closed eyes, up to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, focusing on harmony and the number seven.
And there, we're getting good pulses coming in. So you can open your eyes, breathe normally. And I'll have you think again about Jasper. All right. And
I'm strong now.
All right. I don't get a reaction there. So, and what happens is, you know, when we lose a loved one, we you know, we experience some pretty strong feelings. And oftentimes, especially if it's been a long illness, we'll have been experiencing, you know, feelings for a long time. They get really deeply ingrained and our body's response becomes stuck. And so this is about getting unstuck from those things. All right. And I'll, now just to double check here, Sue, I'm going to have you think about that tingling in the face thing again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. And it's still not reactive.
Still not reactive.
Yeah. So at this point, what I'm thinking is that it was the underlying emotional situation that was probably responsible for bringing that about. But, of course, if it was something to continue, I'd definitely want to check with some medical person to make sure there's not something more serious going on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, Sue. So you'll let us know how you do this week.
All right, thank you
we
so
can,
much.
And, you know, cause you can
bet,
call, so call again next week so you can give us a report on this week, and we'll have Jude and Paul check on you then, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Blessings, Sue. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see. We've got to, I want to congratulate Donna in Auburn, won the feline formula of Missing Link. We're going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. We'll come back and cover current events and chat our way through to the end of the hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show. And this Sunday, June 12th, Winnie and I will be welcoming the Renaissance man, Rick Vail, who is a minister, a composer, and a musical comedy star, and a very old friend from Cornish way back in the 1980s. We're going to have a large time. So don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Be sure and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage, their wonderful campus on Vashon Island, and they're great distance learning online. And they've got campuses all over the world now. So www.nwsam. And, of course, our friends Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They work remotely like Dr. Nels. You can see them in person. But you can also get a freebie here on Animal World. They'll be in the studio next Sunday. It's Harmonic and Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul. They'll also be then the next day. You can join all of us out at, or the day before, you can join us at the Ananda Open House. And let's see. We have got to, well, we're going to do current events and chat a bit, but we could probably sneak in one more phone call if somebody's Johnny on the spot. So if you're sitting there and thinking, oops, I missed my opportunity, give you one more chance to call in here, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569 if you'd like to get a quickie with Dr. Nels here before we are out of here. And let's do current events.
All right.
Okie dokie. Well, we've got all the extreme heat precautions are up and will probably remain up in a link fashion on current events throughout the summer because, you know, if the spring has been any indication, y'all just really need to be paying attention all the time about whether or not it is safe to take your animal friends with you in the car. Also be careful about small children. But I pretty much, Robbie doesn't go anywhere with me now unless I check ahead of time for where, you know, if there's shade. If there isn't, I bring a crate so I can get him out of the car, but just not a good idea to have him with you. Let's see. You know that this is your last opportunity to pick up my classes here on the East Side. Last time I'll be teaching on the East Side this year. I'm at Natural Pet Pantry beginning this Wednesday evening. I'm doing my Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and resolving any issues you have with them. Part one is this Wednesday, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Natural Pet Pantry. It's communicating with animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. Then a week from this Wednesday, on June 22nd, is part two, the human-to-animal transference, and learn how your physical, mental, and emotional energy affects your animals and how to deal with it, and then more tools to clear the channels so you can better communicate. So this Wednesday the 15th, the following Wednesday the 22nd, 6:30 to 9 p.m., each class stands alone. You can take them individually for $20 a piece, or you can do both of them for $35, and you just can't beat that deal. Then Darcy Pariso, our Animal World and very gifted communicator, is going to be at Natural Pet Pantry the following two Wednesdays after my series. And she's just going to take you farther. So you're going to be able to take all the things you've learned from me. Darcy's going to teach you what she can add to all of it. And then it's going to be practicing. So you're going to bring pictures and questions and all that kind of stuff. And you guys will all practice the communicating together. And that should be a lot of fun. Darcy's going to be some other places. The A Path to Avalon, the second anniversary psychic fair in Arlington on Saturday, June 18th. And let's see, what else have we got? A bunch of stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. They have All About Beavers is Thursday, June 16th at 7 p.m. And then we've got Swamp Creatures of Dusk, a tour of the half-mile elevated nature boardwalk with ecologist Les Mead. That will be on Wednesday evening, June 22nd at 7:30. And then Hoot the Movie. It's a free showing of Hoot at the Northwest Stream Center. That will be on June 23rd at 7 p.m. And then A Walk on the Wild Side. This is going to be another guided walk on the half-mile elevated nature walk, only this time ecologist and naturalist Tom Murdoch will lead the walk. So all you call for reservations. The nature walks are limited to only 10 folks. And the number is 425-316-8592. Or you can check them out at www.streamkeeper.org. Okay, here's a new one and a new rescue organization to Animal World, Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. Kim Scrow, you all may recognize her name, who's done a lot of promoting for a lot of the animal rescues and shelters in our area. She's now doing some work with this group, NWESC, for Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. Now, they've got, they're hosting a summer solstice music fest, and it's going to be on Saturday, June 25th. It's from noon to 6 p.m. And man, it's going to be at the Cedar Brook Farm in Snohomish. It's $25 a person, or $50 for a family. All of the proceeds go to benefiting the Northwest Equine Stewardship. And I'm trying to find my press release on this, because they've got some really good a lot of music going on. I'll have to find that, because I'm finding it right now and tell you about the music bands. But remember, Saturday, June 25th, noon to 6 p.m. You can call Kim for more information at 425-283-8305, or email Kim at nwesc.org. You can purchase tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. And boy, have they got a lineup of music, and I'll try to find that for you. Now, remember, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, free microchips through June on Tuesdays from 10 to 2 p.m., and then Friday, June 24th from 4 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, June 25th from 9 a.m. to noon. This is for spayed and neutered animals only, but free microchips if they're spayed and neutered. www.homewardpet.org. or 425-488-4444. The 10th annual Poochapalooza at Asbury Field in Marysville is happening Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. It is the biggest dog event of the year in Snohomish County. Check them out at www.poochapalooza.org. The Paws Walk is back. It's their 25th walk at Marymore Park. It will be in Marymore Park in Redmond on August 27th. Registration is open now at www.pawswalk.net. Let's see here. And I believe we've got the Meow. Yes, 11th annual Fine Wines and Felines Auction Fundraiser for Meow is Saturday, June 18th. That'll be from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus. More than 200-plus items in the silent and live auctions, vegetarian buffet-style dinner, wine, beer, and a special cocktail, www.meowcatrescue.org. All righty, then. That kind of covers the basis for current events that I have time for. You can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World or MarthaNorwalk.com website and click on current events. You can get a lot more details on all of this. And here, I did find the release here on the Summer Solstice Music Fest on Saturday, June 25th. That's at Cedar Brook Farms in Snohomish. And let's see here. Listen, maybe Dr. Nels, maybe you recognize some of this music. It says they'll have Seattle musical talents, including Natalie Woodent, internationally known SKA band. Does anybody know what an SKA band? What is that?
A ska band.
A ska band, SKA band.
I don't really know what ska is.
I don't either. Anybody know what a ska band is? Okay, we're apparently too old for this.
Or not but old enough.
Now, then another group called Black Dog, Sean Spare Rib Horst, Hannah Duffy, and Eric Mueller. So a fun day of sun and great music. And I would assume those are popular music groups that I have no idea who they are.
They sound like the indie type people who haven't yet made it as big as Amanda Palmer.
Well, that's true, but I don't know who that is either. So anyway, it should be a fun event. All righty. Now, speaking of events, Dr. Nils has a special event coming up. It is Help for Paralyzed Pets 2016, although he is offering some free help for other things as well. It doesn't have to be paralyzed pets, but that's
right,
just the title of the event.
Right.
And these are special assessment evaluation packages that you're giving away. You're going to be doing them during the week of June 27th through July 1st.
That's right.
But you're taking applications now to be one of the lucky 10 who you will award one of these slots to. So tell us what it is again.
Right. So it's a vibrant pet discovery session, and it's basically how I get enough information to be able to decide what is the plan that we're going to follow to get your pet well. And generally, these long sessions have to do with pets with some serious mobility issues, serious health issues that I think initially from the animal assessment questionnaire that is on that event page. So you go to either your Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, scroll down 3, and there's the corgi. Click on that event, and all the details are there. You can go to the animal assessment questionnaire, take that questionnaire, and that's the pipeline in. And
there's also the link to the video. You got to watch. If you haven't seen the montage video that Dr. Nils has put together of all these before and after dogs that couldn't walk, it is miraculous. You got to take a look at it.
You know, I hate to admit it, but I watch that about daily.
Well, I'm going to go. I haven't watched it for a little while. I'm going to go watch it again. As soon as the show's over.
It just pumps me right up, let me tell you.
I'm going to watch it again because it just is so good.
Yeah.
And you can also access this posting by going to Dr. Nils on Facebook, which is Healing Ministry for Animals.
Yeah, Healing Ministry for Animals
on Facebook, and you can access it there. Click on events, I think, there.
Yep.
And you can access it there. And just a little, looks like something fun in the works for you is that you're probably going to be doing something on the Nat Geo Wild Channel National Geographic Channel.
National Geographic. I can't really release a lot of details yet because halfway because I don't know them. The other half is I don't know how much I'm allowed to reveal anyway. So let's just say that there's a nationally known author who is going to be in the process of developing a National Geographic series.
And you have been asked to participate.
And I have been asked to participate.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, we may be able to say we knew him when. anyway, so you stay tuned for more details on that. So, got to let you know, let's see, if you want to get a hold of Dr. Nils, his website is www.nilshealingministry.com. Click on Healing Packages and or Testimonials to see the videos.
Right.
But the best thing to do is get to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and scroll down 3 and click on the Help for Paralyzed Pets 2016, and that'll get you into the loop to be one of the 10 considered. And then if you just need to call Dr. Nils to schedule or whatever, his phone number is 425-238-2668. Now, if you stay tuned today after Animal World, you'll hear an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And next week, I've told you, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Day with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They'll be in the studio with their Acutonix forks and chimes, bells, rattles, didgeridoo, and tingshas, and all the great stuff that they bring in. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show again, and they can work on, emotional, behavioral, or physical issues, also space clearing, things of those that nature. And they do remote too, so we'll look forward to that next week. And then, boy, I guess, you know, we're just like out of time.
Oh.
So all I can say, Dr. Nils, thank you again for great service and helping so many. Mike, thank you. K Kathy, thank you. Trina, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Trina.
Yeah, that was a great new addition to our family. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.